USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Investigators say they're reviewing the flight data recorder from a jet that ran off a runway and into a shallow part of the St. John's River in Florida. Mark Russo is fire chief at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville.
We had over 50 firefighters on scene within 15, 20 minutes. Our crews went in the water immediately to the wing edge and started escorting people that were on the wing edge to the shore.
The military charter landed hard in the thunderstorm, carrying 143 people from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. No serious injuries were reported. Do you have Tyson chicken strips in your freezer? Tyson is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some of the shipments may have small pieces of metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st and March 8th of this year. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Officials in Waukegan, Illinois say it appears three people were killed in an explosion at a silicone factory. Crews are still searching for two of the victims, but it's slow going because the structure is unstable. WBBM reporter Mike Krauser talked with a nearby business owner who heard the blast from miles away.
When he realized it was next door to his family's business, he came to the scene.
It blew out all of the windows on the west side of the building, blew out three dock doors on there, just completely pushed them into the building on there. Our back wall is metal compared to the rest of the concrete building, and that metal wall is buckled on there.
This happened at about 9:45 last night. The siding from the roughly four-story tall building was blown off.
There's no word yet on what exploded. The 23-year-old truck driver, who was accused of speeding and causing a fiery Colorado highway crash last week, has been charged with four counts of vehicular homicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of rockets have been launched from the Gaza Strip into Israel, striking several communities. John Clements reports.
The strikes at Israel were launched by the terrorist groups Hamas and by the Islamic Jihad. I spoke to Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces about these attacks.
This type of violence that is aimed at Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations is simply unacceptable.
Conricus calls these attacks as double war crimes against civilians.
They're firing it from densely populated areas inside Gaza, endangering their own civilians, and they're aiming it at our civilians. So it's a double war crime.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A musical icon announces his farewell tour. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Rocker Peter Frampton says he's had a muscular condition for the past 8 years known as IBM, which makes it more and more difficult to do basic movements. But he'll kick off his farewell tour next month with 51 concerts on his final trek across North America.
We changed all our plans when I realized things were kind of speeding up with us, and decided that we would make this a farewell tour. Long form, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to do single shows and things like that. But I can't tell you that right now because it's not up to me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.